I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Nick Yurick, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Hordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Hordano Diablo.
And this week, we're joined by a road-weary comedian. Please welcome Craig Doyle.
No, not a comedian. Failed comedian.
Well, failed comedian or not, you have an impressive resume of appearances.
Yeah, you know, if there's been a dive bar in Northeast Ohio or somewhere you never heard of in Minnesota, I was there. and now I'm just living my life like a schmuck, like Henry Hill, like everyone else. So, you know.
There you go. It was that time. It was that time to get out. Yeah. So, Craig, why do you hate bees?
Why wouldn't I? They're assholes. I mean, why? There's unnecessary. They're terrible. They've terrorized me my whole life. I'm pretty convinced there's like a deep state amongst the bees to fuck with me constantly. I don't know. Just ever since I was a kid, there's not a lot of things that fear, you know, scare me. There's, you know, not afraid of heights. I'm not afraid of public speaking. But bees turning me into a little child.
Are you allergic to bees?
No. Just terrified. Absolutely terrified.
The first thing is that I don't think you're afraid of bees. I think you're afraid of wasps and hornets. Bees are a necessary thing. And the fact that, like, the bee population is dying, the honeybee population, is going to fuck up the entire world. So the bee thing, I don't know. But wasps and yellow jackets, which people call bees, hornets, whatever. They're all pretty much cunts. And it's funny that we're talking about this today, because in the past couple weeks, I've been just looking into like weird wildlife shit on YouTube when it's like super late and I'm bored. And I saw this guy. He goes, apparently people know, like, he had millions and millions of views. He was going around the world getting stung and trying to figure out what like the worst thing was, like purposely getting stung. And they came across this thing called the executioner wasp. It's like all yellow and like brown yellow. It looks like a fucking demon. It's like 2 inches. And so it stung him just one time, and he ended up getting a crater in his arm, like the fucking size of like a belt buckle.
Yeah.
They're fucking awful. So I'm with you there.
Hornets, yellow jackets, wasps definitely are the worst. Those freak me out. A honeybee, something like that. If it's around, I'm aware of it. Still don't like it. They don't need stingers. They don't need it. I mean, if they sting you, then they die. They're assholes.
Yeah, that's true. That
is completely very true. Unnecessary for them to have. I know there's nature people being like, and it's honestly, it's like a thing. Like, you've seen the movie Twister where the chick Joe was like, you've never seen it miss that house and this house and come right for you. I swear to God, that's the way it is in my life. I'll be at a crowded thing and I'll see, you know, like a hornet or something, and it'll ignore everyone, come right up to me like, oh, there you are, asshole.
It smells your fear. It smells it.
I remember years ago I was dating this girl, and it didn't last long. And I think this was a reason for it, because I went to go meet her parents. They're having a cookout. You know, go out on their back deck. I go to shake hands with their dad, like say hi. Some sort of hornet came over, and I immediately just went like jumped back, took off. And he just was looking at me with like disgust. I mean, there was never going to be any. it was over. It was done. So, I mean, it's one of those things, like, you know, I'll go on like YouTube, and I'll watch stuff about bees. And of course I'm doing it late at night, right before I'm going to go to sleep, cause that's going to be helpful. You know, I mean, there's places in the world I pretty much have just ruled out going, you know, down in South America. They got some stuff. They got some sort of nocturnal wasp that I was watching this show, and they like are like, we got to be real careful. Try to get a look at a nest. We're going to set these balloons up. If you hear any of these balloons pop, just run. And of course, one of them popped and they took off. But I'm like, there's nocturnal night vision wasps that just fucked the whole continent. I'm not even going to go there. Screw it. I don't care what the hookers are like in Rio. I don't give a shit. I'm not going near that.
Well, I bet you one of the services you could purchase in Rio is getting stung on your dick by a nocturnal wasp and then blasting a hooker.
Yeah.
I don't think you'd want to do that, though.
No? It swells up. You get the big old girth that you always wanted, the tearing kind.
Yeah, then you got to go to a Brazilian hospital where they cut it off. So, I mean, you know, that...
Well, you know what? Some people are willing to go the extra mile to chase their ultimate fantasy. I guess you guys aren't as gung-ho about it.
You know. Yeah,
gung-ho. Good movie.
Yeah, I was even thinking about doing this, like, outside, but, you know, because it's a nice day. But, you know, I was out here smoking a cigarette before, you know, we started. And, you know, sure enough, they're around. And, you know, I got my eyes on that. Plus, just the neighborhood wildlife in general is just, you know, I don't live like in the worst neighborhood. I'm not going to act like I'm tough and I'm living in East Cleveland, but it's a mostly transient neighborhood. And yeah, there's always something going on. Like the dude across the street got this new Bluetooth speaker. He's got like the most eclectic playlist I've ever heard. Like he was playing like, I was like Blink 182, then something by Travis Scott. Then something by like, I don't know, it was Soundgarden, and then it was like LL Cool J, Round the Way Girl. And I'm kind of like, dude, you just, you know, which I like that song, but I don't know what an Around the Way Girl is. Like, it sounds, I guess, kind of like the type of chick who would give you a rim job or something. Like, hey, I need you to go Around the Way Girl. Mm-hmm. We give you a little rusty trombone, but, you know, anyway.
No, that's okay. I'm more interested in what makes you think a girl isn't Around the Way Girl, a girl from back home. So a girl from back home that's known you your entire life. It's like, I'm going to give you that rim job.
The Beastie.
I would have said the girl back home, you know?
The Beastie Boys lyrics, MCA says, Around the Way is where I'm from, and I'm from Manhattan, and I'm not a bum. So it means from where you are. But from around the way, like a girl, like if you're talking about like a girl from around the way, it sounds like a fucking hooker will blow you in the alley.
Yeah, I was going to say, way to take the fun out of it. I thought like around the way girl was like, you know, code, you know.
Have a good day. It is now. It is now. Around the way girl.
Copyright. You know, it's another thing I learned about bees. Like I was always under the assumption that like, smoke would get bees away. So like when like a bee or, you know, a hornet and wasp, whatever the fuck it is, anything flying at me, if I'm smoking a cigarette or I'm like out by a fire, I normally would try to go by the smoke and be like, oh, it'll get away from me. But I learned from this shit I've been watching on YouTube that smoke doesn't get them away from you. It disorientates them and that makes them want to attack. So that's why, like, when you're, like, trying to blow smoke at a fucking wasp that's or yellow jacket that's coming at you, you're like, why the fuck won't you go away? It's because it's just, now it's pissed.
Yeah. And on top of it, you kill something like a yellow jacket or something, they send out something to, like, hey, I had a problem over here. So, you know, you can get more.
Pheromone?
Yeah. And I've seen it happen, and it's, you know, bad news. Which, incidentally, in spite of all my, you know, kind of problems with them, I've been stung exactly twice. and it was both when I was a kid. But, you know, I was like 4 or 5 and I can remember it vividly. But like since then, I haven't, you know, it's probably because I think take off and run.
I think I've probably been stung like less than a handful of times in my life, like maybe 5 max.
Yeah. So I know it's a completely irrational thing. I mean, even like I think like in the last 20 years, like 1200 people have like died from stings. You know, it's not like, you know, you know, way more people die walking up and down the stairs, you know. So I grasp how irrational it is, but it's just like, And the worst thing about it is the fear of bees is called melissophobia, which you can never tell anyone and retain any sort of dignity, you know.
No, you can't.
Melissophobia. Oh, okay. I mean, it's really just a problem, you know. I mean, it's just one of those things, and it's in my head. I mean, I can remember some years back when I was a kid, we took a trip to Niagara Falls, like a family trip, and we're over by like old Fort Niagara, you know, which is real cool. And the problem is they got a lot of like, you know, they had a lot of flowery plants there. So I was a little on edge and my brother knew it. So he found this Pepsi bottle on the ground, and inside there was like 3 or 4 yellow jackets, and there was like 2 or 3 buzzing around the front. He went and picked it up and started chasing me with the thing. And they're coming after me. They're not messing with him, the guy who's fucking with their stuff and interrupting what they're doing. No, they're coming after me because told you, deep state, man.
The B deep state. Yeah. They've done the Craig Doyle dance, and now you're under attack.
But yeah, so it's just you read about them now, you know, you gotta love the media too. We're in the midst of, you know, this pandemic and, you know, things are going on, you know, with people, you know, losing their jobs and trying to reopen and stuff. And that's when they're like, oh, murder hornets are here, which, you know, first of all, I mean, I've known about the Asian giant hornet for a while, which is a racist term. I don't approve of it, but, you know, you know, and they already are like, you know, oh, God, people are freaking out about it. They found like 2 hives in Washington and they're already thinking they pretty much have them eradicated. But I mean,
I don't think they even found hives. From what I understood is they found a like handful of dead. What are they called again? What's the actual name? Because murder hornets was just created by the media.
I was always knew them as like the Asian giant hornet.
Yeah. And from what I understood, they found them dead. And did a perimeter sweep and couldn't find any like nests, so they came over on a fucking boat and died. Like that same guy who I watched getting stung by shit, he did a video on it like the week people started talking about it, and he was like, the media is just blowing this out of proportion. He's like, even if like they did find a hive that had like plenty of larvae in it, whatever, he was like, for them to spread across the United States and wipe people out, he goes, the chances of that happening are 0.0001%. Like, he's like, not even rational thought.
Now, they are prevalent in Japan, which is, you know, I don't really want to go to Japan ever now.
Yeah, so understandable.
Have you seen those things, like the videos of them, like in real, I mean, they're terrifying. They're gigantic by like, you know, hornet standards. And, you know, they actually, people die in Japan. Once again, it's not like there's tens of thousands. I'm sure there's probably more people who die eating fugu in Japan than die from these hornets. But still, it's that once you get something stuck in your mind, and I think everybody at least has something, maybe not to the degree I have, but they got some sort of irrational thing that gets stuck in their head. And you're kind of like,
I'm afraid of hoes. I get it.
This is my weird thing, you know? There's some guys who, you know, like to have girls chew up food products and spit it on them while they jerk off. I don't know why that happens, but, you know, I know girls have been paying good money to do that.
I mean,
I can tell you why, because it's way, way better to jerk off with edible lube. And the most edible lube is when some chick chews up food, and because it's already chewed. All you have to do is swallow it.
I was thinking maybe there was like a mama bird type thing in there, you know, kind of like, you know, feeding the little birds in the nest, just spitting up.
Who's your little guy here? Somebody's hungry.
So, yep. But like you said, people will go to all ends to chase, you know, whatever. You know, for everyone, the first time you jerked off was the best time. Ever since then, you're chasing that high.
Mm. No, I still like it every time I do it.
Well, are you fingering your butt? I'm not saying I dislike it, but it wasn't the same as, like, you know, when you're a teenager and, like, you know, you're kind of all of a sudden, what is happening? And next thing you know, you got to clean off the ceiling.
That's why you just got to, as you get older, you gotta learn how to, you know, edge yourself and fucking take a good half hour to jerk off. Then you come like a fucking fountain and fall asleep.
Yeah. No edging. I want this done as soon as possible so I can go back about my day.
Yeah, or you go to sleep. But no, he's right. Sometimes you'll sit there and be looking through stuff and, you know, you start to realize you have a problem when it's like, you know, you got to stop, wash your hands, make lunch because you've been at it so long. It's like, oh, I'm getting a little hungry. I don't want to be tired and out of energy. I don't want to do this hangry.
No, you got to look at, you got to beat your dick like it owes you money.
Yeah.
No, I mean, when it all else fails, couple slices of pizza, eat your slices of pizza and jerk off with that pizza grease. I'm telling you, that is the cruise control to a good night.
Well, tomorrow I'm supposed to go visit my parents for the first time in a while, but maybe I think Tuesday, I got to go into the club. Wednesday, maybe I'll try that, you know, just make a day of it.
Speaking of the club, are you guys going to open up?
I mean, we will. The timeline on that is, you know, we don't know. There's going to be a lot of things to figure out, you know, with the guidelines they put in place. That's one of the things I'll probably be doing on Tuesdays. We're going to have to remove some tables from the room, space stuff out, start trying to figure out exactly how many people we'd be able to accommodate while still following like the guidelines they put out, and then start trying to figure out, you know, what's our break-even point.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, a lot of people, you know, they're into comedy for the money and, or not for the money, for like the art and the fun of it. But at the same time, you know, and especially nowadays, you know, the business thing matters. I mean, the place got to stay in business.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's going to be hard. I know Funny Stop opened up this weekend, and I mean, I hope it's going well for them. You know, I wish all the best, you know, Pete and Tony and those guys.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, you know, plus you're going to still have some people, you know, reluctant to go out. I mean, it's just going to be, it's going to be time.
Yeah.
You know, but everyone's dealing with it. I'm kind of glad in a way, you know, I'm going stir crazy here, but, you know, I'm kind of glad in a way I don't got to deal with it right now, because especially this weekend, the weather's nice. You've seen the pictures and videos of just going to bars, not giving a fuck, you know, especially trying to tell drunk people, like, you got to stay apart. I mean, they're going to tell you to go fuck yourself, blah, blah, blah. You know, the last I checked, I woke up in America. And you're just like, dude, I'm just trying to do my job. I mean, and now you're going to be not only bartending or running a restaurant, but you're also going to have to function, you know, as a daycare person too.
That's
going to be a mess. It's going to be a mess.
My job keeps asking me when I'm going to come back. And I have said it on the show many a times. I'm so tired of fucking repeating myself, but my job keeps asking me when I'm going to come back. They did a mass layoff for us when this all happened. And I work in food service, but they gave us the option, like, if you don't feel comfortable, you know, we're going to do a mass layoff. So I took that option. And I, like, when they announced that they were going to start reopening stuff last week, I was like, fuck no. Like, I'm not, like, no. Because, like, people are not going to, there's, going back too early, it's, we're going to see a spike in this again. Yeah. And it's just going to cause more problems. And they keep asking me every week, hey, we miss you. When are you coming back? And I just keep telling them, I will let you know. Like, I will let you know when I'm coming back. But, I mean, you know, they told me when they did this mass layoff that this unemployment shit would not affect my job and I could come back when I felt safe. So either the government's going to have to kick me off of it for me to go back, or I'll have to feel safe fucking doing it. But otherwise, I will sit at home and fucking work on my projects and get paid unemployment. I don't care.
I mean, I could totally understand people's desire for this to be over and go away and do stuff. I mean, you know,
sure.
So you're probably, I don't know who you remember. I'm a huge nerd about roller coasters. I got, you know, the platinum pass for Cedar Point. Yeah. You know, I'm out there like a bunch of times a year. you know, I've traveled great distances just to go on certain rides and stuff. I want those places to be open. But, you know, even now, some are opening up, and I'm like, well, if I'm not at work, but, you know, even like if Disney World was open up, I'm not a Disney guy, but you're really going to spend all that money to take your bratty little kids all the way down to Florida so you can basically not see all the crap they'd want to see, like the parades, sit there and have to stay six feet apart, wear a fucking mask in the Florida heat. I mean, that just sounds like a great time. Spend a few grand on that, you know?
Yeah, that's how I want my one trip a year to be.
Yeah, you know, the one trip you're going to take, I just want it to be as locked down as possible. So, I mean, yeah, you want it to go away. I also, you know, I have no desire or interest in really going out. I mean, this is a social event for me. I hate to sound crass because I know there's people who've gotten sick, who've died, people who are suffering, you know, emotionally, you know, psychologically, financially. But in a way, this is kind of an ideal world for me, you know, because I go out, I get to wear a mask, you know, I get to basically be anonymous. I've walked past people I know and coworkers in the grocery store and just do, don't give a shit, don't want to have to chat, you know, just go, you know, no one's asking me, you know, annoying questions. I don't go into the store and like, you want to sign up for a cell plan? It's like, you know, it kind of like, yeah, just now I live my life almost as a hermit, which has kind of always been the goal. But, you know, like you said, they slapped together some government plans that, you know, a lot of them don't make sense, but now people are making money. You know, I'm putting more in my bank account because I'm not spending money. They're giving you extra money. You know, one of the things a lot of businesses got to figure out is they got, like, they did those loans, you know, to, but the catch is you got to spend 75% of it on payroll. Well, who the hell wants to come back when they're going to be making way more sitting at home? You know, it's like, oh, come in and clean the place. We'll pay you $15 an hour. Now that might sound good in regular times. Right now, they're going to like, okay, but then I'll be kicked off unemployment if I make too much. Screw that.
Well, no, yeah. and that's the thing is like, my place is like, it's a 6-person shop, the manager and 5 fucking workers. And, they, you know, they wanted to remain open. So it was literally 3 of them running on limited hours. So when they asked me, do you want to stay at work on limited hours or go on unemployment? I did the math, like right there and then in my head. I was like, and this was before the extra federal money was like determined that was going to happen. I was like, I will make more an unemployment sitting at home than I would coming in limited hours risking myself getting sick. Like, sorry, it's not happening.
Huh. You know, and the crazy thing is I've had people going like, well, I've earned this. And I'm like, well, I mean, yeah, you did if you worked and you did all that. But I mean, really, this goes back to your grandparents and parents working for years and putting it in, and that stuff's getting, and now we're borrowing more money. It's just the whole thing's, you know. But as far as like, you know, it's like I want to support businesses, but I don't go out. You think St. Patrick's Day is amateur hour? People have been cooped up months longer than they're used to. I mean, it's bad enough in Ohio with like winter and stuff. But now, you know, I mean, the weather's been kind of lousy, but today it's beautiful. I don't want to go around. People are going to be nuts.
Yeah. I don't. Everybody coming out of their cage because it's nice for the first time in weeks.
Who wants to go out and get chlamydia and coronavirus in the same trip? I mean, that'd be a story. But, you know, I don't know how enjoyable that would be.
Well, I know which hole I'd be getting the chlamydia from and which hole I'd be getting the coronavirus from.
That could be a game show.
Chlamydia or corona?
Oh, God. So, yeah, it's just, it's going to be hard. I mean, things will come back. And, you know, it's going to take time. And with, you know, not just comedy, but live events. I mean, I was trying to think, like, what I got to imagine we'd be, like, one of the last people to open up.
Yeah.
You know, besides, like, maybe prostitutes, like, legalized brothels or something like that, escort services. Now, I guess maybe the street hookers, they could have been working the whole time. I don't know. But
I think it'd be, I think they'd stand out more.
Yeah,
I mean, all the foot there. Traffic.
That could be good for business, but yeah, you can attract unwanted attention. Yeah, that's a real pickle. So, well, maybe I'll try it tonight and stay. I can always use a few extra bucks. But, yeah. But you know, I mean, you know, comedy clubs, they rely on, you know, laughter's contagious. I know it's cliche, but it's the truth. You know, you want people together. You don't want people all spread out. Well, now we're going to have people all spread out, you know, and, yeah. You know, I saw Nick from Hilarities on TV, you know, he's bleeding money just from this, just because he's still got to pay the rent and, you know, various bills. And I know he wants to open up. He's got to figure out a way to do that. You know, I know they will, but, you know, it's going to be a while before we see any sort of normalcy. And even then, I think, you know, there'll be some permanent changes, you know.
Yeah. I'm just hoping like some of those permanent changes are like executing people for wasting my time.
Or not wearing a mask.
Oh God. Yeah. Just, I'm kind of with Sheer on the wasting time. I mean, that would be, I'm totally fine with that. Now it's, the thing is, it's like, you know, if the people not wearing a mask, all right, personally, I'm going to admit I'm a hypocrite. I'll sit there. If I'm going, like, to the grocery store, I throw one on. I mean, it's not a big deal. I'm not spending, you know, I'm like one of the people. I go in the store, I grab what I need, I go. I don't sit there and go up and down every aisle, like, and like, oh, what's this, you know. But, of course, if I stop at the corner store for some cigs, I usually don't put it on because I'm just running in and out. So maybe, you know, that's stupid. But it drives me nuts as of a place this Aaron says, like, hi, we're going to require you a mask for you to be in here. Don't fight with them and talk about your freaking rights and all that. Just then, if you don't like it, don't go. Go somewhere else if that's what you want to do. It's not that hard. You got a place that sits and says, oh, we require you to wear a mask. You sit there like that asshole is out of Costco. I thought I woke up in America. You did. And guess what? That's their private property, and they can tell you to do.
Well, my fiance works at a record store, and she
still exists.
One day she came home and told me that a customer walked in. She was wearing, my fiance was wearing her face mask, and the customer was like, hey, thanks for wearing the face mask. And this customer was not wearing one. And she looked at him and goes, I'm wearing this for me, not for you. Like, people are so fucking stupid, man.
Yeah, well, you know, this will bring it out, you know. You see all the stuff in it together, but, you know, it's the same crap as always. Is everyone's in it for themselves, you know.
Yeah, I only wear a mask when I have to, but the corner store, I don't need to wear a mask, and I don't need to wear a mask where I'm driving myself.
No, God, are you kidding me? That, I love that. The people wearing the mask in their car. It's like, hey, sometimes you can't trust yourself, you know. That's why some people jerk off with condoms, you know. They don't know what they got.
I've tried that. It gets a little rawer than I'd like.
See, wow, lots of food for thought coming from this, you know. Just, you know, hey, we're all kind of like, you know, supposed to be kind of like staying at home and social distancing. So we're all looking for things to do. You know.
Yeah.
Just buy a fake pussy. They're really cheap, and they're great.
I don't like fake pussies because I don't like feeling like I'm beating myself in the dick with a flashlight. It's that, just me.
You don't have to get one that has a casing on it.
Oh, you can get like entire bodies. You know.
Yeah.
I've even seen they basically sell, like, just basically, like, you know, part of the chick's torso down to her thighs, which seems a little serial killer-ish to me, but, I mean, I guess, you know, it'll work.
As long as they're not doing it to a real person.
Yeah,
well, now, I mean, if it was a real person,
everybody starts
be interested.
You know, stepping stones, a gateway drug.
No, I want the actual, like, parts working on the person, like, just the torso. That's it. Like, I don't know if you can just clone just a torso, but that's what I want.
They're probably working on it in China. You've got to imagine.
Well, God bless them.
Yeah.
China.
But, you know, yeah, it's just, you know, like I said, there's no real timeline for us to open, you know, and it, Yeah, I feel for a lot of these comics who, you know, especially the ones like it was, that was their work, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard, you know, because when they do open up theaters, you know, they're going to be all booked up. So a lot of the theater acts, I just got this feeling a lot of these theater acts aren't going to be able to get into the spots they want right away. So they'll take club gigs, which is going to take, you know, work from spots from some of the club comics who might go work like, you know, smaller rooms, which is going to, you know, have a domino effect. There's a domino effect that actually works.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be, you know, hard for some people for a while, but, you know, when I talk to people, I was like doing stuff. I mean, I know you guys have been doing this a long time, but at least you get to do something, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. It's, it's been nice. Like once Shear got Zoom for us and we realized like how good it can actually sound. Cause like our apprehension to always doing like call-in podcasts was like, you hear them a lot of the time. Now it's gotten better over the last couple of years, but for a long time, it just sounded like absolute shit. And so that's why we would never do stuff with people out of state. But then once this thing happened and Zoom worked out for us, we've actually been having some really cool guests on. So, and you know, it's give and take. Some things are good. Some things are bad.
Yeah. It's, I've actually found that the Zoom works well for virtual writers meetings too. So I've gotten a lot done.
Is the synergy there, Jeremy? Is it all synergy?
Sure. Synergy. Yeah, that's the word.
Well, you know, what's great is I don't really watch like the late night shows for a long time, you know, but I'll see parts of them, you know, and I listen to like a number of podcasts and stuff like that, or like radio shows. And it's amazing the number of people on there, you know, like comics who will come on and they're still sitting there trying to figure out how to set the Zoom up. And then they all end up talking about it. And they all spend like, you know, the first 15 minutes talking about like Zoom and this and that, you know, but if you look at the late night hosts, I mean, they don't know what the hell they're doing either. Like, I don't know how they're doing that stuff in a monologue with like absolutely no response whatsoever. I mean, you know,
yeah. One of the comedians,
because I've been used to silence, you know, as a response for a long time. So, you know,
One of our friends, Jess Falstick, who moved to LA, she posted like maybe 2 weeks ago about like a virtual, I don't know if it was a showcase or an open mic. And she was saying something about how everybody's like, God, these online things are so stupid, but yet they want to go up and, you know, perform on them anyway. And I quoted her tweet. And basically what I said was like, oh, so the pandemic comedy is much like real life comedy. Just a bunch of comics sitting around listening to each other. Just like an open mic.
Exactly. And staring at you the whole time. Yeah. And also judging you.
Yeah, and no response.
No. Especially those ones out in LA where they get like 90 people showing up and you got to like pay or buy two drinks and it's just end up all comics. I mean, yeah, those are fun. Those are great. But good for her, though. I don't really know her.
She's the best.
I mean, she's still... because I think she took like Swenson's class like some years ago.
So I think that was where I met her.
All right. So she's kind of relatively newish, I guess. But I mean, good for her. She's going out there and doing stuff, you know. I've never understood the hate on somebody who's, you know, being successful. You know, there's a lot of things I am, but, you know, being petty jealous about stuff like that isn't one of them, you know.
If you're not. And I've said this on the show a million times before, I stole it from Kevin Smith. Like, if you don't like what somebody's doing, sure, you can be an asshole and tell them that you don't like it. Or you could just shut your fucking mouth and vote with your wallet. Like, if you don't want to support somebody, then just don't. You don't need to be a fucking asshole about it.
No. Well, I mean, but I like canceling people, Jordy.
You are a idiot.
I want to cancel all the people.
Dude, I fucking hate everybody. So I'm just not on my game today because I'm on like 45 minutes of sleep. So I'm just, it's stream of consciousness today.
That's good. Plus, yeah, I told Shira you guys were going to have to carry this. I've been out of the game for so long that it's, but it is fun just doing something that's at least semi-creative and being able to, like, you know, talk and do things, you know. You know, but it is so, one of those things where you start feeling rusty real quick.
Oh yeah, definitely. I had that problem coming out when we started up again.
I mean, that ad hominem show you do, like, I've watched some of that, and it's kind of like, you know, it's weird. It's probably 5-6 years ago, I'd have been all gung ho to do it. Didn't you used to do that? Didn't you have that heckle show at that one bar, like on the west side of Cleveland?
Yeah, at the corner pub.
Yeah, because I was in like a couple of those, and you know, those were a lot of fun. But like, I was sitting there thinking about that last night. I was like, dude, if I went on there now, it might be interesting because it could be just people trashing me for the entire time. And it was, I came up with zero response, and I would think of something maybe good 10 minutes later. You know, it just, you got to be on top of that sort of stuff. And
yeah, that's why I wanted to do the show, is so I could always like stay on it. So if I had to actually use that out in public, but then like whenever I have the opportunity to use it out in public, it's like, oh, this is so-and-so's friend. You can't say anything. It's like, fuck. So.
Yeah. They tend to frown on that. You know, when I say stuff about my mom's friends and stuff, she tends to get upset, you know?
Yeah. So this is what I need to know. How do I get somebody canceled at the improv? Do I email you or do I email corporate office? What do? I need to cancel more people. Cancel.
Oh, corporate office. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that. You know, don't send it to me, please.
Okay.
I mean, first of all, I would know it's you. I mean, I've gotten those for some people. I mean, it is what it is, you know.
Yeah.
So I've had people come up and, you know, call and say, like, so-and-so said this on stage, and I'm like, what the hell are you even talking about? So I, you know, at least keep an ear on the show. So I'm kind of like, you really misheard something? Are you sure you wanted to come to a comedy show? That sort of stuff. But, yeah, you see the cancel stuff all over the place. You know what I love? You know, that video came out with the FedEx guys a couple days ago. I'm assuming it was down south, and you know that guy was filming them, they're filming him, and you know, I guess FedEx fired him, but then they changed their mind. But at first everyone was like, boycott FedEx and fuck FedEx, and everyone was like, use USPS. Well, I had a package coming, and then the whole USPS, like right as that was happening, the whole USPS site went down. Couldn't find the tracking number, packages were delayed, everything. I'm like, yeah, maybe you just go back with FedEx because they don't got their shit together either.
Nobody does.
So I've been spending. Go ahead, Shear. Sorry.
No, go ahead, Jordan.
I was going to say, like, I've been spending quite. You know, I've been buying back my childhood during pandemic. Like, obviously, setting aside plenty of money, but you know, I've been buying back my childhood, and so I've had shipments from basically any place, DHL. UPS, FedEx, and USPS. And what I found out is, now I don't know if this is the companies doing this or if this is like the person that I'm buying it from is doing this or how this works, but basically every package I would order, most of them anyway, would like if it went out USP or if it went out UPS, UPS would take it, like deliver it to another one of their places, and then from there deliver it to the United States Postal Service, who would then deliver it to my house. And this happened with multiple different companies. And so I realized, because I worked for a company doing customer service that exclusively used UPS, and they're an awful fucking company. Their customer service is fucking terrible. Their drivers, I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of the ones that I, you know, had issues with, there was quite a few of them. And I fucking hate UPS. FedEx is, you know, it's whatever. DHL, I don't even understand why it exists. And I would say that, like, the United States Postal Service has honestly been the most reliable out of all of them.
See, I had the problem because I actually, what I was getting delivered was actually fish. Yes, you heard me right, fish by mail. So they sent it priority mail. It was supposed to arrive on Thursday, but then they kept sending it to different distribution centers in Illinois. So it basically went from southern Illinois to Chicago to, like, some place that was like an hour west of Chicago, and back to Chicago. Then it made it to Cleveland, and then it finally arrived here.
And, that's another thing I don't understand.
The fish, like, were actually
like, I just don't understand, like, that, like, I mean, obviously I'm not in the courier business, so I don't know, but, like, why, like, you'll ship something, like, from, like, if I were to ship something from Cleveland to Medina, like, it would go from Cleveland to, like, Pittsburgh to Youngstown and then to Medina. They could drive it 40 minutes down the fucking road.
Yeah. Well, it's the same as sometimes you try to book a flight to, like, a place like New York, and then you'll sit there and find, like, a flight that goes to, like, Chicago and then to New York, or Detroit and then New York. And you're kind of like, I've seen them from, like, go to Charlotte and then go to New York.
And, like, those are always the cheaper flights. It's like, but why are you taking us completely out of the fucking way? Like, I don't know. And I don't get it.
Got to wait for my beekeeper suit to show up on Amazon.
Yeah, you're definitely going to need one of those, especially when the bees and the cicadas have their war for supremacy.
Go cicadas. I'm on team cicadas.
So it's kind of like the Scree, or the Cree and the Skrulls?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right on.
Exactly it. So, Craig, where can we find you on the internets?
I think it's just Facebook and Twitter. I think it's both that, Craig Doyle. I don't even mess with anymore. Instagram, I just don't even do. I think I got a YouTube channel, but it's basically all a bunch of just clips from me playing Fortnite and Apex Legends, because I've been doing a lot of that. That's the one great thing about this is I've learned what a lazy, and I think a lot of people like this, just what a lazy piece of shit I really am, because,
right? You
know, because you're stuck in the house, and I'm kind of like, well, you know, I can take this time to maybe learn things, you know? I mean, you know, maybe I'll organize. I haven't done a damn thing. Right now in my living room, I did laundry the other day. I have the clothes basket. It's been there for 3 days. It's full of clothes. They're folded. I got that done. But I have
not worked since March 12th. So that was the last day that I worked. And, like, I've been staying up for the most part, like, keeping the house pretty clean, like, we'll make a mess and clean it up a couple days later, but, like, I've been staying on it pretty well. But that's literally all I would be doing. And it was, like, up until about, like, 2 or 3 weeks ago, because I also do this wrestling zine, and I have a big article I had to write for it. And, like, 3 weeks ago is finally when I, like, finally kicked my own ass into gear. I was like, what are you sitting around for 2 months? You got all these projects you could be working on, and you're going through the fucking Marvel movies, you know, in chronological order. Like, what the fuck are you doing? So I've been trying to stay away from TV as much as possible, like, the last week or so that I can, like, actually get some shit done.
I ain't there yet. I still wake up in the morning, and, like, the first thing I do is, like, my job is I go start wiping out the daily challenges of Fortnite, and, you know, and I'm playing these games, and I'm not, like, good at it. I'm okay, but, you know, eventually I'll end up dying, and I got some, like, 8-year-old kid calling me a faggot, and I'm just sitting there thinking, like, dude, I'm an adult. You can't be taught, but, you know, you're never going to win that battle. It's a waste of time.
What I've been doing is I've been setting up a fun challenge for myself. How long can I go without showering, and then what does the film look like when I scrape it off of me? So far, I've gotten various types of Parmesan cheese and a little bit of Romano. It just depends on how opaque it is.
Oh, man, yeah. I tried to mute you, but I only muted me.
No, I tried the first couple weeks of this, I tried growing a beard, and it's not fair because my younger brother, you know, in a couple of weeks, he can have this full, like, he's not a redhead, but his beard comes in red. So he looks like fucking Eucorn Cornelius, and it takes him maybe 3 weeks, a month. And me, I go like 3 weeks and it's just creepy, dude. It's not even like the teenager who's trying to grow a mustache where it's kind of like, oh, look, he's trying to be a man. It's just really like, you know, it looks like I should be driving an ice cream truck. it's just horrid. So I just gave up on that. It just, yeah, it's like all these things. I can't grow facial hair. I'm afraid of being I'm afraid of wasps and hornets. It's like, yeah, I guess I don't really have much of a macho complex going on. So I guess it keeps me grounded.
That's good. So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates bees as much as Craig Doyle.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.